This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Olympic gold medalist and Needham native Allie Raisman today faced the former sports physician she says sexually abused her. Raisman delivered a victim impact statement at the sentencing hearing for former USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. 120 women who say Nassar molested and assaulted them are expected to speak at the hearing, which will stretch into next week. Nassar has pleaded guilty to a total of 10 counts of criminal sexual conduct in two Michigan counties. He's already been sentenced to 60 years in prison for child pornography. Here's an edited portion of what Raisman said in court.
Larry, you do realize now that we, this group of women you so heartlessly abused over such a long period of time, are now a force and you are nothing. There is no map that shows you the pathway to healing. Realizing that you are a survivor of sexual abuse is really hard to put into words. I cannot adequately capture the level of disgust I feel when I think about how this happened. Larry, you abused the power and trust I and so many others placed in you, and I am not sure I will ever come to terms with how horribly you manipulated and violated me. I am here to face you, Larry, so you can see I've regained my strength, that I'm no longer a victim, I'm a survivor. I am no longer that little girl you met in Australia where you first began grooming and manipulating. Imagine how it feels to be an innocent teenager in a foreign country, hearing a knock on the door and it's you. I don't want you to be there, but I don't have a choice. Treatments with you were mandatory. You took advantage of that. You even told on us if we didn't want to be treated by you, knowing full well the troubles that would cause for us. Lying on my stomach with you on my bed, insisting that your inappropriate touch would help to heal my pain. The reality is you caused me a great deal of physical, mental, and emotional pain. You made me uncomfortable, and I thought you were weird. But I felt guilty because you were a doctor, so I assumed I was the problem for thinking badly of you. You are so sick, I can't even comprehend how angry I feel when I think of you. You lied to me and manipulated me to think that when you treated me, you were closing your eyes because you had been working hard when you were really touching me, an innocent child, to pleasure yourself. Your abuse started 30 years ago, but that's just the first reported incident we know of. If over these many years just one adult listened and had the courage and character to act, this tragedy could have been avoided. I and so many others would have never, ever met you. Over those 30 years, when survivors came forward, adult after adult, many in positions of authority protected you, telling each survivor it was okay that you weren't abusing them. In fact, many adults had you convince the survivors that they were being dramatic or had been mistaken. This is like being violated all over again. Neither USA Gymnastics nor the USOC have reached out to express sympathy or even offer support. Not even to ask, how did this happen? What do you think we can do to help? Why have I and others here probably not heard anything from the leadership at the USOC? Why has the United States Olympic Committee been silent? Why isn't the USOC here right now? Larry was the Olympic doctor, and he molested me at the 2012 London Olympic Games. They say now they applaud those who have spoken out, but it's easy to say that now, when the brave women who started speaking out back then, more than a year after the USOC says they knew about Nassar, they were dismissed. I have represented the United States of America in two Olympics and have done so successfully, and both USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic Committee have been very quick to capitalize and celebrate my success. But did they reach out when I came forward? No.
That's three-time Olympic gold medalist Allie Raisman at the sentencing hearing for her former team doctor. The U.S. Olympic Committee released a statement today saying it first learned of accusations against a USA Gymnastics doctor in the summer of 2015, and that USA Gymnastics indicated it was in the process of contacting law enforcement. The first cases against Nassar came in September 2016 when two former gymnasts filed complaints against him. The USOC says it has arranged for multiple independent reviews of its safe sport policies and practices. USA Gymnastics has not responded to WBUR's request for comment about Allie Raisman's statement.